This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. You know what I'm going to say. Have you gotten your tickets yet? I hope so, but if not, for the Farm Assets Conference, 800-898-1065. Buy them. Well, when right now would be good. Go check out the farmassetsconference.com website for all the details. On the phone line with us now, Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Thanks, Drew, for being here. Tell me about the forecast for the Midwest.
Well, it looks as though we are going to see just a couple of storm systems moving across the region as we go out through this next full week. I doubt seriously that either one of them will likely have much of an impact on long-term field working potentials. We will see some disruption. The first system is going to come across the region later today and continuing tomorrow, ending on Friday morning. And as it marches across the region, we'll probably see a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 5 or 6 tenths of an inch in general. There will be the potential for a few stronger thunderstorms, maybe in Kentucky, maybe in a few locations coming out of the extreme northernmost parts of Illinois up into a portion of Wisconsin. But I think that's probably not going to be the case. Most of the rain will be light. And then after this, there will be another system that will come along. This one will show up as we get into the second half of next week, and we'll see this precipitation event also fairly light. It may begin in the western corner, but maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, but it'll be in the eastern belt Wednesday and Thursday of next week, and it should not be any more significant than this first event.
Is the warmer October the warm weather we've had so far for November and expect warmer than expected, that is? Is that part and parcel of El Nino or some other event?
It's actually a combination of things, but El Nino is certainly having an influence and will continue to do so, especially in the northern parts of the United States and Canada. Both those areas will likely have a very warm, mild winter, and we will see the southern parts of the U.S. with a cooler bias. So for the heart of the Midwest, we'll feel a little bit of both patterns every once in a while, but in general, if you step back and look at the big picture for the whole winter, it's not going to be all that bad. We'll have a lot of moisture around, but our temperatures probably won't be prolonged bitterly cold or prolonged exceptionally warm either.
El Nino events have impacts across the globe. Can you tell me about the southern hemisphere and the impact it has had and will maybe potentially have this winter? Their summertime, of course.
Yeah, probably the biggest issue right now is delayed seasonal rains in northern Brazil. We've kind of heard about this off and on already. The rains have picked up in northern Brazil temporarily, but the moisture source for that is in the Amazon River Basin, and they are not seeing normal rainfall and won't probably for the next few weeks. So that means that northern Brazil will likely see some erratic and sometimes lighter than normal precipitation. Not necessarily dry enough to hurt the crop production potential, though very important to keep in mind. Southern Brazil will likely be wetter than normal into the first half of December, and then will turn drier in late December, early January. Argentina will see a little less than usual precipitation because of El Nino. Now, not necessarily a drought there either, but there will be a need ongoing for some greater amounts of precipitation. And in Australia, typically the eastern part of the country is too dry, but this El Nino has failed to really do that. It's raining routinely right now in the eastern part of Australia, so we're going to assume that it's going to continue doing so for a while, so relatively normal weather going on there. And lastly, in the southern hemisphere, South Africa's corn production area, along with some other crops, usually go through a pretty serious drought with El Nino, and that is underway right now.
Drew, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report.